USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist Brittany Griner arrived in a court near Moscow on Friday wearing a Jimi Hendrix T-shirt. Her trial starts today after Russian officials claim she had cannabis oil in her luggage in February. Griner could face 10 years in prison. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reiterated that Griner is wrongfully detained, but would not disclose what has been done to secure her release. Aaron Solomon is the founder of Legal X, the world's first legal technology group. He was on Fox Live and says this will not end well for Griner.
Is essentially it's the judge reciting a bunch of facts to get them into the record. In fact, the judge is going to do more work than the prosecution. The end result will absolutely be Brittany Griner being found guilty of all of the charges.
Thanks for listening and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The investigation into the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, is running into bureaucracy.
A special city council meeting happened in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who is refusing to release information about the investigation.
She's the person that's holding all the keys to the kingdom. She's the one that's telling everybody they can't talk, but yet she'll go in the press and say, I don't have an investigation going on.
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who is also a city councilman, wasn't there. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
According to data published by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, the number of Americans with disabilities suddenly increased last year from 30 million to 32.7 million people. An Israeli study this week showed some of the COVID vaccines lowered semen counts in men by roughly 15% a year after the injection. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices. I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors. This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price. Well done. I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Republican Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona is part of the Border Caucus. He tells Newsmax immigration numbers will grow exponentially now that the Supreme Court has ruled that the Remain in Mexico policy may expire. This and President Biden's open border policy will do very little to stop illegal immigration.
These cartels and human smugglers, they're very sophisticated. They advertise, and this is going to go out like a wildfire through the human smuggling and trafficking environment. And you're going to see an increase because people will say, well, we don't have to wait anymore. The Biden administration had already emasculated, so the actual practical effect will be almost nil. But the deterrence effect was so important because people thought, well, they might still be stuck in Mexico because Biden was, last month he did 1,600 people under MPP. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to see an acceleration, almost like if you got rid of Title 42, maybe not as dramatic as Title 42 when and if that goes away. But it will be an acceleration of people coming to the border because that will be a new advertising point, marketing point, for these very sophisticated human traffickers that we call cartels.
The U.S. Marshal's Office is reporting the woman suspected of fatally shooting an elite cyclist, Anna Wilson, in Texas, because of a love triangle, has been captured in Costa Rica. Caitlin Marie Armstrong was found Wednesday at a hostel in Santa Teresa Beach. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.